This is the fifth dialogue between J. Krishnamurti and David Boehm, and includes Dr. Parshire. At Brockwood Park, 1975.
Well, sir.
Right. Everything ready?
He's always ready.
I think when we were discussing last time, you know, there were some point consequences which I could, you know, which I think are interesting. And briefly, it's this. I think over the years we have seen that thought moves in contradiction. I mean, an inevitable contradiction from one to another.
Yes.
And then we said, let's try to keep thought in its place, right? You know, where it's technically efficient and so on. But then one discovers thought or else in the field of reality. But one discovers thought cannot stay in its place.
No, one can, it cannot.
Because the minute it defines a place, it is already beyond that place. And at the same time, it's still thought. It's a pure contradiction. So therefore, finally, one can see that, until now we have been, at least the general tendency in humanity is to say, yes, there are things wrong with thought, but let us see if we can straighten it out.
Quite.
And we have been trying to straighten it out, and the ultimate straightening out was to keep it in its place. But it won't stay in its place. Therefore, perhaps the idea occurred to me then that perhaps thought cannot be straightened out. You see, perhaps by its very nature...
It's crooked.
It's crooked.
Quite.
Now...
Like a corkscrew.
Yeah. If that's the case, then it seemed to me that we need some other energy, some other movement,
that's right,
which will carry out some of the functions that are now carried out by thought. In other words, our practical functions.
I don't quite follow
that. Well, you see, our thought is crooked now. You can't keep it in the practical sphere. If you try to use thought, it's going to go out of that sphere.
Yes. Yes.
But there may be another movement which can carry out those functions without becoming crooked.
Without becoming crooked.
Yes.
Yes.
But it might be a very different nature. It occurs to me.
Yes, I agree. I see that.
And that, it seemed to me, would be a good point to
start. Are we saying, sir, that thought being in itself contradictory and when it tries to put order in that contradiction, it creates further disorder, and that thought can never have its right place?
Yes. As even if we were able to start out entirely fresh, we would come to the same thing.
Yes, same thing. Then we are asking, is there an energy which will carry out, will function without becoming crooked?
Yes.
Is that it?
Yes.
That's it.
And,
right.
And because unless there is that, we must return to thought.
Thought, quite. Good point, that. How does one find out? How does one investigate it? Or how does one, realizing the nature, the intrinsic nature of thought, what is the instrument of operation?
Yes.
Or the instrument which will discover the new energy.
Yes, well, we've sort of began to look at some of that last time, and so there's a very serious trap in this sort of question. I mean,
yes, yes.
Because thought is always projecting itself into everything.